From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting airstrikes remove key Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military said Tuesday that an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's Paris attacks was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says that Sharif al-Mu'addan was killed Christmas Eve, one of 10 IS leadership figures killed in airstrikes in the past month.
We haven't severed the head of this snake yet, and it's still got fangs. We have to be clear about that. There's much more fighting to do. But our ability to dismantle their facilitation networks, our ability to dismantle their ground command and control, our ability to take away some of their enforcers, these executioners and these extortionists, that eats away at their ability to instill fear in the population they control.
The Pentagon spokesman also confirmed a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized the Tishrin Dam on the Euphrates River from IS fighters. Global health authorities have declared the West African country Guinea free of Ebola after more than 2,500 died from the deadly disease in the West African nation. Bruce Aylward, an official with the World Health Organization, said Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia were by far the hardest hit countries during the epidemic.
Today is an incredibly important milestone for the huge effort that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years to stop the Ebola crisis in West Africa. As of today, for the first time in 2 years, we can say that all three countries have stopped the original chains of transmission which were driving this crisis and had led to such international and national alarm last year.
Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free in November. Liberia, twice declared Ebola-free, has only seen new cases emerge. This is VOA.